1. The monkey, the shark, and the washerman's donkey. One. The monkey, the shark, and the washerman's donkey. Once upon a time, Kima, the monkey, and Papa, the shark, became great friends. The monkey lived in an immense mikuyu tree, which grew by the margin of the sea, half of its branches being over the water and half over the land. Every morning, when the monkey was breakfasting on the kuyu nuts, the shark would put in an appearance under the tree and call out, "Throw me some food, my friend," with which request the monkey complied most willingly. This continued for many months, until one day Papa said, "Kima, you have done me many kindnesses. I would like you to go with me to my home, that I may repay you." "How can I go?" said the monkey. "We land beasts cannot go about in the water." "Don't trouble yourself about that," replied the shark. "I will carry you. Not a drop of water shall get to you." "Oh, all right then," said Mr. Kima. "Let's go." When they had gone about halfway, the shark stopped and said, "You are my friend. I will tell you the truth." "Why, what is there to tell?" asked the monkey with surprise. "Well, you see, the fact is that our sultan is very sick, and we have been told that the only medicine that will do him any good is a monkey's heart." "Well," exclaimed Kima, "you were very foolish not to tell me that before we started." "How so?" asked Papa. But the monkey was busy thinking up some means of saving himself and made no reply. "Well," said the shark anxiously, "why don't you speak?" "Oh, I've nothing to say now. It's too late. But if you had told me this before we started, I might have brought my heart with me." "What? Haven't you your heart here?" "Ha!" ejaculated Kima. "Don't you know about us? When we go out, we leave our hearts in the trees and go about with only our bodies. But I see you don't believe me. You think I'm scared. Come on. Let's go to your home, where you can kill me and search for my heart in vain." The shark did believe him, though, and exclaimed, "Oh, no. Let's go back and get your heart." "Indeed, no," protested Kima. "Let us go on to your home." But the shark insisted that they should go back, get the heart, and start afresh. At last, with great apparent reluctance, the monkey consented, grumbling sulkily at the unnecessary trouble he was being put to. When they got back to the tree, he climbed up in a great hurry, calling out, "Wait there, Papa, my friend, while I get my heart, and we'll start off properly next time." When he had got well up among the branches, he sat down and kept quite still. After waiting what he considered a reasonable length of time, the shark called, "Come along, Kima!" But Kima just kept still and said nothing. In a little while he called again, "Oh, Kima, let's be going!" At this, the monkey poked his head out from among the upper branches and asked, in great surprise, "Going? Going where?" "To my home, of course." "Are you mad?" queried Kima. "Mad? Why, what do you mean?" cried Papa. "What's the matter with you?" said the monkey. "Do you take me for a washerman's donkey?" "What peculiarity is there about a washerman's donkey?" "It is a creature that has neither heart nor ears." The shark, his curiosity overcoming his haste, thereupon begged to be told the story of the washerman's donkey, which the monkey related as follows. A washerman owned a donkey, of which he was very fond. One day, however, it ran away and took up its abode in the forest, where it led a lazy life and consequently grew very fat. At length, Soongoora the hare by chance passed that way and saw Poonda the donkey. Now the hare is the most cunning of all beasts. If you look at his mouth, you will see that he is always talking to himself about everything. So when Soongoora saw Poonda, he said to himself, "My, this donkey is fat." Then he went and told Simba the lion. As Simba was just recovering from a severe illness, he was still so weak that he could not go hunting. He was consequently pretty hungry. Said Mr. Soongoora, "I'll bring enough meat tomorrow."